This is your Paragon News update for November 9th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Burns Flat couple have been arrested and charged with child neglect in Ouachita County after an investigation showed that children have been living in what sheriff deputies described as deplorable, unhealthy conditions. According to a probable cause affidavit, 38-year-old Stephen Ray Huffer was arrested November 4th after a warrant was issued for his arrest on November 1st. 34-year-old Tara L. Huffer was arrested on November 8th. The court documents showed that on September 2nd, the Ouachita County Sheriff's Office was made aware that the Department of Human Services, along with the Burns Flat Police Department, were conducting a joint investigation on a referral to DHS in reference to children living in a Burns Flat home that were under deplorable and unhealthy conditions. The affidavit stated that the children in the home were observed with multiple bruises, seemed to have not been bathed, and had a foul odor. The children were taken to urgent care in Elk City due to respiratory issues and were observed as having sores and bruising along with the poor hygiene. An inspection of the home by DHS along with the Burns Flat Police revealed that the home had no hot water and toilets that did not work. It was also noted in the affidavit that there were allegations against Stephen Huffer that he would physically abuse the children by hitting them in the nose and pushing a child through a closet door. He also allegedly threatened to kill a child. The affidavit did not state how many children were in the home. Currently, bond for Stephen Huffer has been set at $20,000. A personal recognizance bond for Tara Huffer was set at $10,000. Both are scheduled to be in court for a preliminary hearing on January 11th. A Clinton man was arrested and charged recently after allegedly stealing a pickup with cash inside. 35-year-old Christopher Borges was arrested last month for the crime and received one felony charge of unauthorized use of a vehicle along with one felony count of grand larceny. According to the probable cause affidavit, the victim of the stolen truck contacted Clinton police on October 29th to report the crime. He stated that his truck was taken while parked in downtown Clinton in the 800 block of Frisco Avenue. The victim was able to locate the truck by pinging his cell phone, which was left inside the truck at the time of the crime. The pickup was eventually located at a nearby casino. The victim would also report that not only his truck was taken, but also missing was $2,000 in cash, the truck's key fob, and his phone. The report stated that Clinton police met with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, where they would confirm that after reviewing the casino's security footage, they would observe a white male identified as being Borges parking the stolen truck and entering the building. The next day, Clinton police received information that the suspect was seen at a local store. Their police were able to locate the man inside the store and place him under arrest. Borges was formally charged on November 1st in Custer County District Court. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled for December 10th. Oklahoma Farm Bureau members from all 77 counties met in Norman last weekend for the organization's 80th annual meeting, where they elected new leaders, set organizational policy for the coming year, recognized outstanding members with numerous awards, and learned from outstanding speakers and presenters. Among board members and committee leaders elected, Monty Tucker of Roger Mills County was reelected to a 3-year term as District 2 Director. Tucker will represent Beckham, Custer, Greer, Harmon, Kiowa, Jackson, Roger Mills, Tillman, and Ouachita counties. Also, the Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee re-elected Paula Sawatsky of Custer County to represent District 2 for another 3-year term. Those who spoke at the event included, among others, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and Senator James Lankford. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau Annual Meeting is the organization's largest gathering of farmers and ranchers every year. At the 3-day convention, members vote on policy, elect leaders, and award outstanding individuals. In state news, a 2-year-old judgment overturned. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
The state Supreme Court today overturned a $465 million ruling from Cleveland County Judge Thad Balkman 2 years ago against drug maker Johnson & Johnson. The court says Balkman was wrong to find that Johnson & Johnson violated the state's public nuisance statute through its marketing and distribution of opioids. I'm Beth Myers.
Checking in on oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $84.57. That's up $2.64. Brent crude at $85.13, up $1.70. Natural gas at $4.96. That's down 46 cents. Recapping our top story, a Burns Flat couple charged with child neglect. Once again, your Paragon News update for November 9th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.